Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today I just want to give you a thought for the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Have you ever noticed, though, when people are sad or in pain or suffering, that in some way or another, it helps them to have someone around to talk with, to talk about all their problems and their pains and sufferings and everything? Some people are satisfied with just talking with pets. I don't know what good that does, but for some people, it must do something. Other people have a good friend that they talk to. Some people go to their parents. I hope that you all do, children. You have good parents who are always willing to help you. And many will go to a priest, which I also hope that you'll do from time to time. But whatever the case is, we've all got to have someone to talk to about our sufferings, because that person will be something to us, like St. Simon of Cyrene was to our Lord. Someone that sort of helps carry the cross along and everything. We all need a Simon of Cyrene. Why, even our Lord in the Garden of Olives, when he saw all the sins of the whole world from the beginning of time until the end, and all of that was weighing so heavily upon him, and then he saw all of the sufferings he was about to endure for those sins, and he began to sweat blood and suffer so very much, what did he do? He had three of his closest friends there with him in the garden. And so after he had prayed for a while and talked to God first, then he went and looked for his friends. Of course, they were sleeping. There wasn't much now that they could say. But you see the point. We've all got to have someone to talk to. But Our Lady, in her passion, in the Passion, had absolutely no one to talk to about everything that was going on. And she suffered so much, they say that if you took just a little portion, just a little bit of Our Lady's sufferings, and you gave just that little bit to each man, woman, and child in the whole wide world, that there's no way they could handle it. They would die of pain and of sorrow. People do die of sorrow, they say. I think Pope St. Pius X was one of them. The sorrow over the war and the destruction of the church and everything like that. But if you took just Our Lady's sufferings and divided it among everyone in the world, then they would die of sorrow. That's how much she suffered, it's true. And that it was a miracle that she even stayed alive throughout the Passion. But she had no one to help her. I looked for one who would console me, it says in Sacred Scripture, and I found no one. All of her friends had left. They went away. The apostles, most of them were gone. It was only John who remained faithful for the apostles. And Peter, he was somewhere way back here, sort of following, but at a distance. Then there was Mary Magdalene and the other Marys at the foot of the cross. So she had a few people, but really she had no one. Even the people whom our Lord had cured of their sicknesses in his life, oh, they were somewhere in the crowd mocking our Lord. And she had no priest to go to either. That's the sad thing. She had no priest to go to with her sorrow. For all of them, or most of them, were putting our Lord to death themselves. She had no support, no one to console her. But still today, there's no one to console her, or very few. She looks down from heaven, even now, and sees how much we sin. Big sins, little sins, it makes no difference. A sin is a sin and still offends the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And therefore, Our Lady is offended by our sins as well. And she looks back and she sees all that Jesus suffered for us. And she remembers how much she had to suffer at the foot of the cross for all of our sins too. How much we offend her. But we can, and here's the practical part of today's sermon that I'll end with, we can console her today. She does have people, though they're few, who want to console her of her seven sorrows. There's a quote of St. Teresa of the child Jesus. And this is a good thing to think about today. Miss no single opportunity of making some small sacrifice, here by a smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest thing right and doing it all for love. It's a beautiful quote and very practical. And that's how you'll console Our Lady, by those little sacrifices throughout the day. It could be anything, really. It could be today, maybe during Mass. This might be a good sacrifice. The 7 Hail Marys in honor of Our Lady's sorrows. Say it during Mass. Or a decade of Our Lady's Rosary, or small sacrifices in the day. But most of all, by avoiding sin. That's how you'll console Our Lady the best. So in these ways, you can be like one of her friends who stood with her by the cross. And in this way, you can make Our Lady happy today and console her with all the sin going on around the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.